is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 10th of October 2009 and the time is 8:10 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
My name's Holly Blakey. I'm 22 and I was born in North Yorkshire and I now live sort of near London Bridge.
And what is it that brings you to London?
I did a dance degree here and I graduated last year, and so I'm still living here to try and make my own work and perform in different things and just get involved with being here.
And what has your time in London been like? Have you enjoyed your course?
Yeah, I had the most amazing time at my course. Originally it wasn't where I wanted to go, but then from spending time there I really think it was the best thing for me, and I met really great people and was really surrounded by people who have really influenced me and made me feel differently about things and myself and dancing, and so I had a really good experience at uni. Yeah.
And what kind of dance?
Well, I do contemporary dance, but it could be anything. So what I'm looking at doing today isn't really going to be very dancey per se, whatever, you know, that could be. But performance and sort of live art and whatever those things mean.
And so you'll be spending your hour on the plinth with you, using your dance experience?
Yeah, exactly. Do you want me to talk about what I did?
Yeah, please.
I only recently found out that I was going to be going up there, and from thinking about what I could do that would be beneficial and worth my while, worth other people's while, and I know that so many people who wanted to do this, and so I didn't want to waste the opportunity. So I was thinking about how I prepare myself as a dancer and get ready to perform, and I was thinking loads about the audience, and this was making me feel so stressed. I was thinking, oh, what if there's this, I mean, even if there is an audience, I don't know, but I was thinking, oh, you know, I have to please them, and I want to go up there, and I always have this thing about wanting to be a real honest person when I perform or dance. But almost you go up on a stage, or for example here on a plinth, and you're saying, oh, this is me, I'm being really honest, but you're still at this constant battle with whoever's watching. And so I just think today I'm going to really, along with be a dancer, because that's what I want to be, to try and be honest, but take different forms of myself and show different forms of myself.
And how will you do that? Have you got different pieces? Will you be moving through the whole?
I've got a bag of different clothes, and I'm going to put all the different clothes on, like in almost like I'm preparing to do a performance. And then I'll do some movement maybe, or almost characterise myself. I feel anyway, things that I wear, if I've got high heels on and a dress or something, I'll feel a certain way. I'll maybe act a bit more a certain way, or if I've got tracksuit bottoms on, I might act differently. And I feel that the way you dress yourself anyway does change the way you are. So I was just going to take that and characterise myself a bit further, take it a bit further.
And is this something that you've done before as a performance, or are you doing it specifically?
No, this is nothing I've done before. Like I said, I like always to have my practice to be an honest thing, which can take different forms. I choreographed a piece last year which was about trying to make people be honest with themselves. I just think in doing that, sometimes as an observer, you get a more personal experience, because you might see someone's vulnerability, or you might relate to that, and it makes a richer a performance, I think, I hope.
And is it a theme that's important to you as well? Does it come across in your performance, do you think? Is it a value of yours?
Yeah, it's really important to me. It's really important. Whether it comes across or not, I don't know, because I guess you're always running that battle of like, I'm performing but I'm being honest, and like that can, if someone sees you performing, it's like, well, they're performing, like they're not really being themselves. So I would hope to measure being myself and a performer in an equal measure, so that yes, it's dance in the conventional sense, but also it's me, and it's me dancing.
And why have you chosen to do this on the plinth today over anything else?
I was lucky enough to get the opportunity to do it, and initially was really scared and thought, oh no, and you know when you agree to something and you think, you're like, yeah, of course, and then you think, oh, wow, this is actually going to happen. And at first I was like, oh no, I don't know if I can. But then I thought, wow, this is such an opportunity, and it's just such a great thing to be able to do. So I just wanted to do it.
And when you first heard about the project, what was it about it that appealed to you and made you want to be part of it?
Well, I'd seen the statues all around London, and that was really, was that almost 3 years ago or 2 years ago? Anyway, when I hadn't been living here very long, and I kept seeing them walking around, and I'd lived in Roehampton outside of London, and would see these things walking to maybe a dance class or somewhere, and it was really like, these things are so weird, they make me feel weird. And part of you once thought, oh, this guy's gonna jump, and you thought it was a person, or they just became something that, I don't know, that made me think about being in London, really. And in my first year, actually, with a group of people, we made a short piece about how these statues made us feel. And so when this opportunity came up, it had a bit of relevance to how I feel about London and stuff. So, yeah.
And how are you feeling at this moment in time before going up on the plinth?
I feel really nervous, and I'm a bit worried about how high it is. I'm not very good with heights. And I've done a lot of site-specific dancing before, and outside dancing in all sorts of weather, and that's okay. But with not ever experiencing what that surface is like or the wind is like, I don't know how my body's gonna feel in with that kind of exposure. So I'm worried about kind of practical things mainly.
Do you have any expectations about how the hour will
go? I'm worried that it'll go slowly, and I'll feel like I really want to really nurture the time and you know, really have it really full bodied. But I'm worried that I won't be able to do that. I just hope I can fill the time well.
And do you think you'll engage or interact?
I'm not too planned, but I think yes, I would interact. I think I don't know, if I see someone I might wave, I don't know, maybe.
And what impact do you think you'll have going up on the plinth and doing what you're doing?
I don't really plan to have any impact. It would be nice if somebody could relate or appreciate it or anything. Or just enjoyed it, or just noticed and just thought, oh yeah, that's going on. Just anything. I don't have high expectations of anything really in that sense.
And what would you like to take away from the experience for yourself?
Oh, I think just going up there is all I need to take away. Yeah.
Would you mind telling me a little bit more about your dancing and how you got into it? When were you first interested in dance?
Oh, I started dancing, it's the old story, when I was really young. I did ballet and was always auditioning for the Royal Ballet and things, and I was always a bit too tall or maybe not so turned out and all these things. And then carried on and then stopped for quite a while, and then started doing contemporary dance again in my early teens, and then found a place where you can explore anything, and it's so free, and so kept dancing, kept auditioning for things, and then obviously I did it at school and in my A levels, and then ended up going to university. And now is the first time in my life where there's no structure, there's no timetable, and I just have to carry on my own practice, and there's no rules. It's really hard, it's really scary, but it's also really exciting, and I just want to be able to keep doing as much as I can.
And how has it been since you finished your course? Have you been able to find work, or are you looking?
Yeah, I haven't found anything work-wise yet. I guess I'm going to have to do a load of freelance sort of non-paid stuff, which is fine. I've been auditioning for different things to be in different performances, and I've been making my own work and showing different galleries, collaborating with people, different dancers, performance artist Phoebe Davis, who's this wonderful girl who helps me, and hopefully I help her with making stuff, and just trying to sort of live in the real world.
And is it quite a discipline to keep yourself going, or do you find that easy to do?
No, I don't find it hard, because it's what I want to do. It's my pleasure, really, it is. But if you don't take yourself to technique class, and you don't force yourself through painful ballet classes and tough yoga and all this, your body so quickly falls out of sync, and you just get unfit, it seems, really quickly. So keeping on top of things like that is so vital, as well as spending lab time to think about making stuff or working on it's sort of two separate things. You have to be really tough on yourself. Maybe I'm too tough on myself. I think you have to be realistic that your body is so important.
And what would your hopes be for the future then, with your work?
My hopes for the future? I would really just like to make work and team up with people. And my dream would be to be in a company that showed at different venues and traveled around the world and worked with different people and explored all different kinds of avenues. That'd be my dream.
And one of the questions that we ask everyone to help us get an idea of you as a person as well is, what are the things that are important to you in your life at the moment? Would you mind telling us?
Things that are important to me are my sister is so important to me, obviously also all my family, my mum, my stepdad, my dad, all of my family are so important to me. My two cats are so important to me, miss them. My boyfriend, all my friends, finding a book that's going to beat The Shadow of the Wind, which I still haven't. Being healthy and happy with who I am, and embracing being who I am, and being an honest person.
What's the book that you just mentioned?
Oh, The Shadow of the Wind. My stepdad bought that for me about 4 or 5 years ago, and it's just an amazing book. You know, when you read something, it just changes. It really just changes your life. Well, okay, maybe it doesn't change your life, but you see things differently after that. And then since then, I've said to people, you have to read this book, and everybody's said, wow, it's an amazing book. So I'm still trying to find something that's going to beat that book.
And who would you say that you're doing this for?
I think really selfishly for myself. I think so, yeah, just for myself.
And what have friends and family's reactions been to you doing this?
Well, with, like I said, only just finding out, a few people, I mean, my mum was thrilled, and my sister's excited for me, and yeah, a few friends have just been a bit shocked and like, oh, you're doing that, that's crazy, and yeah, good reactions, yeah.
And have you ever taken part in arts projects or events before?
Apart from my own practice, well, I guess I've always kind of just done all sorts of different things in an arty sense, but I'm showing some work this afternoon at the Image Music Text Gallery in Bethnal Green. And have shown at different gallery spaces before. So kind of, but nothing like as big on such a big scale like this.
And how would you describe your experience of this project so far?
So far, really nice, really nice. I'm really nervous still, but yeah, really good.
And I'm not sure how long ago you found out that you were going on the trip, but did you have time to put the profile on the website?
I have, yes, just this really small kind of one, yeah.
On there you're asked to put three words that describe you. Did you put anything? What did you put on what?
Oh, I don't know, because I was sat there and I didn't know what to put, because there's a list of things. But when you feel, I think the patch where I am in my life at the moment, where there's not any strict structure or anything, I'm sort of all over the place. My mind is a bit like, ooh. So to say three words, I might be like confident, and then I might be like, you're not confident. You're really shy. And then I'm not shy, but then maybe I'm insecure, you know. And then so you think, no, I'm really loud, and then and really happy. And then you always think, no. So maybe I couldn't do it. I couldn't think of anything.
Before we finish, is there anything else that you'd like to tell us about or answer the interview that we might not have asked you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, thank you. Have a great hour.
Thank you.